And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And it is good to be alive. We haven't had any rolling blackouts at our house. My wife said there was a little bit of a flicker of a light, but that was it. And our night lights are working. And I've got a Donald Duck night light so that I don't get scared when I go downstairs and have milk and Girl Scout cookies, which I had last night. About midnight, I went downstairs, had about a half a box of Girl Scout cookies, and I drank a quart of milk. And don't start talking to me about Weight Watchers. Bug off, Craig. I can see you staring at me. Because you know what? I'm out. I'm working. I'm exercising. I'm doing the job. If you saw this story, and this is interesting to us because we're Soprano fans here, a New Jersey congresswoman who claims she's the daughter of Italian immigrants, Representative Marge Rocama, and I hope I'm pronouncing that name properly, is asking other lawmakers to sign into a resolution condemning Sopranos as being a stereotype, an unfair stereotype of Italian Americans. And with us from Santa Monica is Margaret Gray, the author of A Little Bird Told Me, one of the major entertainment and social columns. 150 newspapers carry it. Internationally, I hear. Margaret, are you now being printed in, I think, the Far East, is it?
Phil, we're on some of the military bases in the Far East now. We're very, very happy to be talking to some of our armed forces men and women, yes.
Tell us about this from your point of view, this resolution to condemn the Sopranos as being a sort of a racist thing or a bigoted thing, a bigoted film, a stereotypical kind of TV show that puts down Italians.
You know, Phil, I thought about this one. I think it's interesting, this debate over stereotyping Italians as gangsters. People will tell you that not all of them are gangsters. In other words, not all Italian Americans. And I'm sure what would happen, Phil, if we opened up the phone lines right now and talked about this, you'd get many calls from Italians who claim they're not gangsters.
Right.
And that their family isn't. I have a friend who is Italian-American, and I have to be honest with you, it's really interesting. He does have certain members of his family that were in one of these organized crime families out in California. My husband, Frank, Phil.
Now, Frank was an attorney at one time, right?
Yes, he was, and he had dealings with some of these Italian Americans, and I got to tell you something. They do look at you funny, and they do have some business ideas that are a little bit unusual.
For instance?
Well, if I said any more, I'd be compromising some business contacts.
Well, I don't want you to say anything that's going to compromise what your husband's client attorney relationship is. Can you give us a sort of a general?
Let's just say that they wanted things done with money that was quasi-legal. Frank couldn't have done anything with it. The Italians, these Italian-Americans are real different. And so, while Representative Rocama, I've got to be very careful about this because I don't really want to upset people.
Well, go ahead and say it.
I think while Representative Rocama, her heart is in the right place, that she doesn't want Italian-Americans unfairly victimized. I think it needs to be said that Italian-Americans do tend to go in that criminal direction.
All right, now let me play the advocate here, the person who's going to call in. I'm Italian.
Yes, you're Italian. You've never had anybody in crime in your family, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm an Italian-American.
I guarantee you this. That while you may be, let's psychodrama, as they say. Let's say you're Italian-American.
Okay.
And let me interview you, as I would anybody for my column.
All right.
So you're Italian-American.
Right.
What is your last name?
I don't know.
Well, if you're Italian, what is your last name?
I wasn't thinking about doing it in those terms. I think it just, you know.
In other words, you're just generic.
I'm a generic Italian-American. Go ahead and interview me. I don't know what my last name is.
I can't think of a name.
Well, I don't know. Bacala. How about Bobby Bacala? There you go. I'm Italian-American.
Well, he's one of the,
Yeah, I know he's a character on Sopranos. My name's Tony Soprano.
Well, if your name is Tony Soprano, then you are connected to a crime family.
Well, let's just forget about the name.
All right, I'll forget the name. Let's just say you're Italian-American.
Let's say that.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Italian. Do you have friends who are in the mafia?
Do I have friends that are in the mafia? No, I do not.
Well, right there, Phil. See, we have to stop this because that's a lie. Because...
Well, I'm saying I'm the Italian, right?
Yes.
I don't have any friends that are Italian.
That's a lie. I have to... Let's not psychodrama anymore.
All right. Why is that a lie?
Because there isn't an Italian-American that won't tell you this, and a lot of times they do it because they want to impress you. Let's keep that in mind, too. They're proud of this, Phil. Let's not be crazy. They are proud of it. And there's not one of them that won't say to you, well, I know someone who knows someone, or I have a member of my family, this kind of thing.
So they throw that up at you at a party for a conversation starter.
It might be a conversation starter. It might be a lot of things. What I'm saying to you and what I'm saying to your listeners, let's not fool around. And to Marge Rokema, the representative from New Jersey, and I know that it's about your home state, and I'm real sorry. Italian-Americans, they're different. And while, yes, many of them...
Would you say most of them are law-abiding?
I can't make that statement.
All right, I'm going to give my phone number out here. You can't make that statement.
In good conscience, I can't.
You cannot in good conscience say that most Italian-Americans are law-abiding, hard-working...
I didn't say anything about them not being hard-working. But you can work very hard at skimming the profits from a casino just as much as you can...
All right, well, you know what I'm saying, law-abiding.
Law-abiding, yes.
All right, the number of the Phil Hendry Show is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, who is the editor of A Little Bird Told Me, is on the line with her review, really, not really of The Sopranos, but of a resolution that is being proffered in Congress saying that Italian-Americans are law-abiding people, that the Sopranos is a TV show that really denigrates, would you say, the good name of Italian-Americans?
Well, again, you're the good name. What good name? In other words...
Yeah, see, this to me... I grew up with Italian kids, okay?
Yes. And did you ever ask them the question, did they know anybody in the mafia?
I never asked that question, no.
That's where you have to start. Because you're going to get a million people coming up to you of Italian descent, whatever the name is, the Bobby Bacala, whatever that name was that you used. What was that?
Bobby Bacala. He's a character in Sopranos.
So he's mobbed up?
Yes.
So you can't use that name?
Forget that. I don't know any name of a law abiding. I could use the names of my friends, okay?
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if I should. Now, let me ask my producer. Can I use the actual name of a friend of mine who's Italian? You would not do that. Yeah, because he might sue me.
A friend of yours might sue you.
He just probably would not rather that his name not be used. In any event, they are...
Let's be honest, Phil. I think the Italian-Americans have contributed immensely to our country. When you look at the wonderful... Let's take, basically, the number one contribution of Italians. I think we all know a great restaurant where we love to eat, and the Italians have done such wonderful things. The garlics and the olive oil dishes, the pasta dishes.
They've got great restaurants.
Great cooks, wonderful food. There isn't a human being within the sound of our voice right now that doesn't enjoy a good bowl of pasta, good rich pesto sauce, good...
Do you know that Taylor and I are both on diets?
Huh?
Do you know that we're both on diets and you're driving us nuts now?
I'm sorry, Phil, but I...
Clam with linguine sauce and that...
Yes, all of that. And is it really driving you nuts?
Yeah, it's driving me ape with that, okay?
Do you want me to stop?
Well, if you're making a description of Italian cooking, let's just say it's good.
It is good, but then you turn around, and what have you got? And I think that Congresswoman Rokema has to wake up, and excuse me for this pun, wake up and smell the cappuccino. What about Al Capone? What about John Gotti? What about the Godfather? Huh? And all of the bodies that they find floating out in a river. You know, and...
So Italians have been bad for America.
I don't think there's any question that the Italian, as he presently exists, can be a threat. The crime, the murder...
All Italians.
I think it's a cop-out to subdivide it, as is to say that Italians don't all have knowledge. They all have knowledge of the what is called La Cosa Nostra, and...
What does that mean? That's the...
That's crime, the crime organization. And
La Cosa, what did you call it?
La Cosa Nostra.
And that is the organ, that's the mafia.
That's the mafia, yes. Even the law-abiding ones will tell you they know someone who's in Cosa Nostra, So what troubles me is they all sort of, they're hooked up, and the Italians do this to themselves. Did you know that in the early days, Italian men would actually slick their hair back with olive oil before they used it in the kitchen? Did it?
No, I did not.
All right, well, that's why you get all of that oily Italian thing. So, no, not all Italians technically are members of Cosa Nostra, but they are all aware of it. They have friends of it, and that part is true. But the food, macaroni, you know that my boys would be nowhere without the wonderful macaroni from Kraft. And
well, I bet you there's a lot of Italians that wouldn't want to make any claim to
macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I don't. That's probably something that some gringo got a hold of. What you're saying here basically is that Congresswoman Rucuma has no...
She has no basis, no. If you're Italian-American, I think you've got to take the good with the bad. And I think you have to stand up like a man and say, all right, yes, we did. We did skim the profits and machine gun, and we blew up places, and yes, we do that. And it's difficult for me to say that. Some of my best friends are Italian.
But there's no getting around the fact they're crime-ridden.
Not all of them.
Or they know somebody that is.
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Well, you know, the whole part that she says about if you know an Italian-American and you say to them, hey, you know anybody in the mafia, a lot of times, probably 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to say, well, I had an uncle that knew a guy, and my father, he was a barber, he cut hair for a dude that was... So in New Jersey, they want a declaration saying in Congress, they're going to waste their time with this in Congress, Sopranos sucks. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I'm just saying that Congresswoman Rucuma should wake up and understand that I'm sorry she has Italian grandparents. The fact of the matter is, there's something up with, you know...
I hardly think it's reason to slander... I'm not saying you're slandering. I just think it's not good reason, Margaret, to come out and say, well, you know, something's got to be up with these Italians.
Well, why is that?
It's a broad brush statement.
Look at the every time you turn around, you're reading about one of these, and you know what they call each other? They call each other a Goomba or some nonsense like that. And
when you turn around, you're reading about criminals, some of whom have Italian surnames. It doesn't mean that all Italians are crooks. All right, let me go to a phone call, okay?
I'm sorry.
Let's go to a phone call.
Yes.
All right, Margaret Gray, author of Little Bird Told Me. Here is Dan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm very upset. This woman doesn't have enough intelligence in her head to even know what the name of the organization is. La Cosa Nostra.
La Cosa Nostra. Nostra.
Is Myron Lansky an Italian? Is Machine Gun Kelly an Italian? Baby
oh, my God.
Nelson an Italian?
Well, we have to go back to the 30s for those
come
men.
Come on.
Today, the Italian rules the underworld.
Well, you can't say the Italian rules the underworld. What about the Russian and the Jamaican posse? And
oh, all of that. Yeah, the Jamaican posse.
Well, when you say you have to go back to the 30s, didn't you bring up Al Capone? You're the one who mentioned him.
Okay,
how about Babyface Nelson and Machine Gun Kelly?
I
don't know what you're talking
my
about.
My information
lady.
Is that Babyface...
I don't know how you wrote a book or have a column, but you got about as much brains as a thimble.
My information is that Babyface Nelson was Italian.
Nelson?
Oh, is that right? Boy, you are really something.
Oh, really?
And
how do you know...
You're a beauty, you are. I don't know how you ever got on the air, but boy,
how
I'll
do you know that
all
he
you're
is
doing
not
is
Italian?
Inciting people.
All right, well,
I happen to be an Italian American. I'm well educated.
All right, let me ask you
I don't
the
know
question.
Anybody in the mafia.
All right, do you
how
have
you
a,
like
a family member know someone?
No. Why do you insist
well,
that everybody has to know someone? Where in your infinite wisdom did you find that statement?
You know something I'd like to know? Your initial statement to me was Al Capone. C-A-P-O-M is in Mary E.
No. I know who he is. Al Capone, ma'am. Tune up your ears a little bit.
You see, Phil, you notice how hostile he is. This
yeah,
is
I'm hostile,
Italian.
All right, because I don't
Italian.
Like bigots.
Well,
you know, I don't
hardly...
like Italians being accused of... Everybody's in the mafia. Sure, there's Italians that are crooks. There's every nationality going that are crooks.
Oh, really? The Irish are really doing well?
Well, there is an Irish. There is an Irish gang in New York.
Oh, they're all in prison, stumble-bum idiots. The Irish couldn't find it with both hands.
Yeah, that's Machine Gun
Thanks.
Kelly. He was Italian, too.
Well,
you're
no,
so,
you
so
don't. No, 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 no. You said Babyface Nelson.
I don't know where
Nelson.
You got your brain. What brains you may have.
I happened to write a syndicated column. I did some research
that
on
that. It really disturbs me that you have a syndicated column with the intellect that you have.
But my intellect is
I don't know.
What? Because
your intellect is about zero from what I'm hearing coming out of your mouth.
Phil, the Machine Gun Kelly was a gangster in the 30s. Babyface.
Well, he mentioned you said Al Capone. That guy was dead by the late 40s, so let's be fair, okay?
Well, all right, Al Capone. What about John Gotti? Yeah.
What about him?
Don't have an answer for that one, do you?
What about him?
He's Italian.
He's in prison.
There's a John Gotti in the world. That doesn't make every Italian and be in the mafia.
What about the guy that was in Casino, Little Ant, I forget.
Look, let's just cut through the crap. In Casino, they had Italian mobsters. They also had a Jewish bookmaker named Lefty Rosenthal. And the gentleman just mentioned Myron Lansky.
I'm not familiar with him.
Boy, that really shows me how much brains you have.
Oh, really? And
you don't even
Myron
know who
Lansky?
He is.
Did he own he owns a football team, doesn't he?
Oh, boy. You're
what
a real
mean,
beauty,
boy.
Lady. You are a real beauty.
Well, who
how
is
you
my...
have a syndicated column is beyond my comprehension.
Let me ask you the question. Let's
go
cut,
ahead.
Let's
let me see if you can
chain,
ask
man.
An intelligent one.
What do you do for a living? And if you say cement... Yeah, uh-huh.
I used to be a manufacturer, ma'am. I manufactured product. I was a contributor to this country.
Yeah, a manufactured bridge abutments?
You see yeah, how you are?
That's
you're a real
the
beauty.
That's,
you don't have an argument, so you throw innuendos
that's
out
right.
of
That's right. Margaret, I think that's unfair.
Oh, you talk to these Italians. What do? I'm in cement. I'm in this. Wait, and the thing on the Sopranos show. And by the way, I'd like to say this. Sopranos is a wonderful show.
Oh, it is. Now it's a wonderful show.
Well,
oh,
I think it's a good show. I think that it does show an aspect of the Italian...
You know, even on Sopranos, they've got an Italian psychotherapist. There's Italian lawyers. There's Italian FBI agents. They represent, you know...
Oh, they always do that.
Do what?
They throw them in. Oh. Isn't that right, Dan?
You
look, Dan,
are a beauty, lady.
Making hamburgers doesn't count as manufacturing either.
Pardon?
And I said making hamburgers doesn't count as being in the manufacturing business.
It doesn't, huh?
Is that what you did?
You have no idea what I manufactured, ma'am. I wasn't a big person. We had about 400 employees. That's it. But I'll tell you what.
Bagels?
I had every kind in there. I had Vietnamese. I had Poles. I had Germans. I had Slovaks. I had
Russians?
All kinds. They were the best workers I ever had.
Well, what did you make anyway?
I don't think that's any of your business.
There
it's a
you
product.
Go. There goes the Italian covering up again.
You want to know what I made?
Yes.
I made electrical harnesses for the Navy and for people who were in the electrical business.
What's that?
Oh, electrical geez. Harnesses.
What's that?
What
he doesn't
it?
Even know what that is.
Electrical.
What? What
electrical
is it?
Harnesses are electrical wiring that is pre-wired to go into service for various types of equipment that are out there.
What does that do?
What does it do? It allows you to hook up electrical equipment in a hurry. But that's beside the point.
Well,
you'd never understand
they,
that. Do you even know what electricity is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what electricity is?
I happen to, because right now in California, they have...
You're in California?
Isn't that
wonder.
Isn't that electricity, Phil, that they don't have in California?
Oh, you don't even know what they don't have.
They don't have... It's a rolling blackout.
That's electricity, right?
Yes.
She has to ask. She's a beauty you got on here, Phil. Where'd you find this wacko?
Look at Margaret.
Wait a second. I really don't like being insulted that way. I'm a
you
woman.
You don't, huh? What do you think you've been doing on there for the last 20 minutes?
I'm simply saying that the Italian has some things. Why do you cover everything up? It took me 15 minutes to find out what you do for a living.
I didn't cover anything up, did I?
You said you'd rather not say.
Well, it's not important. It's irrelevant to this conversation.
I also, by the way, said some very positive things about the Italians.
Oh, do you want a medal for that? Italians. What about Mario Cuomo, ma'am? You know him? Huh?
He is? He's not the race car driver, right?
No, God.
Oh, my God, he's a race car driver.
I thought...
This lady is a total ninja.
Margaret, you're embarrassing yourself.
Mario Cuomo raced the car...
Mario Andretti was a race car driver. Yeah. Mario Cuomo was the governor... of the state of New York, and a very accomplished and intelligent man.
Yes, absolutely. I remember now.
But you made him a race car driver. You are a
who's the race
lady.
All right, Phil Hendry Show will be back. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, Margaret?
Yes, Phil.
All right, I want to play something for you here. We're talking about The Sopranos being condemned, proposed condemnation of The Sopranos in Congress by a congresswoman from New Jersey because she says it stereotypes the Italians. I don't personally think that it does, but in any event, you're saying that Italians tend to be criminally prone.
I don't like saying that, Philip.
No, I understand, but I want you to listen to this.
Oh, God, isn't that lovely?
Just listen to this music. Do you know who this is?
That is, yes, of course I know who this is. This is Pavarotti.
That's a woman singing.
What?
How could that be Pavarotti when it's a woman singing?
Well, I heard, isn't this him?
This isn't Pavarotti, it's a woman singing, and that isn't even why I asked you. It was an Italian composer named Puccini.
You know something, Phil? I love their food. I think Italian music leaves a lot to be desired, although I like Pavarotti a lot. I'm not one of these people, and I don't like shouting. Could you turn that...
Yes?
You know, I'm really sorry, Phil, but I'm not one of these people that falls lockstep in line and says, oh, Italian opera, it's just the greatest. Do you know who Mozart was? Do you know who Beethoven was? Do you know who Berlioz was? Do you know who Verdi was?
Yep. Yeah, Verdi was Italian.
All right, well, forget him, but do you...
Yeah, forget him. You're bringing up a guy that's Italian. Tom, here's Tom on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, my name's Tim, and...
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Tim, and I go to HSPBA, and, of course, we play all these composers, and they're wonderful composers, but that's a different story. I just want to know where you get... You said that you've researched all this stuff about Italians being criminals, and I was just wondering if you can maybe send me some of that research, because I think you're full of crap.
Well, I'm full of crap. You've heard
Al Capone.
Yeah, we've already gone over this. How long ago was this again?
What's that?
How long ago was this again?
All right, what about John Gotti? He's alive right now. What about Tony the Ant Spilotro?
Okay, what about those two out of the hundreds of thousands of Italian Americans that are living in America right now?
Well, the hundreds of thousands, dear, that I'm talking about, I'm not saying are necessarily in the mob, but they know people who are. Are you Italian?
No, I'm not, but I have a girlfriend that's Italian, and she does not lay cement, and she does not flip burgers, and
all right,
really
she
sad.
May not flip burgers, but does she? I bet you she knows someone like Donnie Brasco.
No, she doesn't. Sorry.
Well, have you asked her?
Yes, I have, actually.
You
that's why I called. I asked to make sure, you know.
So you
know,
called, you
her
asked...
father doesn't know any. Her father's full-blooded Italian. So,
and he doesn't... Not, did he ever cut anybody's hair that was Italian?
Now, why do you assume that girl's father was a barber?
Yeah,
because
why is that? See, I think this boils down to just plain bigotry on
no,
your
it's
part.
It's not bigotry.
Yes, it is, because why would you... You know, you're associating Italians with flipping burgers and pouring cement, which is really...
The guy that was in the movie, and I forget what it was... With the whole,
Did you say movie?
No, do you remember Goodfellas? And they're all, and kissing and hugging and slapping each other on the back. They've all got the suits. And
yeah.
And their names are all Spinello and Spumoni.
Really? So that's a stereotype right there.
Oh, my God, Phil. Wasn't Goodfellas based on a true story?
Well, let's hold on.
Wasn't Goodfellas based on a true story?
Hold on for a minute. Yes, but the two main gangsters of that movie were Irish. Henry Hill and that Jimmy whatever the hell the guy was.
Oh, that's a good one. Jimmy whatever the hell the guy was. That really... Yeah, you really do your research.
Well, the Robert De Niro character...
Hang on a second, Kate. It's really... You don't need to make fun of him for just mispronouncing something like that. You're just doing that to cover yourself so we can get off the subject of you being a bigot.
I'm not a bigot, darling. I love the Italian people.
No, you said... Because you're making fun of them and associating flipping burgers and cutting people's hair with it.
No, they cut people's hair, yes. You're telling So in other words, you don't...
I could cut people's hair, so could this lady down the street, she could cut hair.
Are you trying to tell me you don't know any Italian barbers? Come on.
No, I do not know any Italian barbers, and what does that have to do with the subject?
Hey, Tom, you need to back off the phone, because you've got one of those limiters that's cutting you off. Your voice is getting clipped. So if you maybe you backed away from it a little bit.
Okay.
That's way better, whatever you're doing there.
Tom... I'm not saying...
His name is Tim, by the way.
All right. Is it Tom or Tim?
It's Tim.
All right. I'm not saying that if you're Italian, you cut hair, but I think the Italians tend to be barbers.
A minute ago...
I think you're saying that if you're a barber, you're a criminal, and you're Italian.
Yes.
If you're an Italian...
Wait, what? You said that if you're Italian and you're a barber...
You tend to be a criminal who's a barber, yes.
Really?
Now, what does that mean?
Hey, Mr. Novak, are you a barber?
Mr. Novak?
No, Novaez. N-O-V-A-E-Z. No, he's not a barber.
I think this boy's talking to himself.
Yeah.
He's in sales.
Tim, okay. Is he there? Is Mr. Novi there?
Yes, Mr. Novi's here.
Oh, is he Italian?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Well, look, I don't want to talk to every one of your goombas. I just...
Never mind.
Goombas.
Well, yeah, what do you got?
You're calling an Italian somebody a goomba?
We got a kitchen full of them over there. Look, I love Italian soft leather. I love the Italian... And
no, you don't. You wouldn't call him soft leather. You wouldn't call him Goomba.
I'll tell you this much. The Italian is the only man that still looks good in a zippered boot.
All right, look, Tim, thanks for your call. So what are you saying? Italian barbers are criminals.
I'm saying, if you were trying to confuse me, that the Italians have a great... Listen, isn't that... So that's not Pavarotti.
No, that's a woman. Pavarotti's a guy.
Is that Sarah Brightman?
No, Sarah Brightman. I'm saying, what are you saying, telling me what I'm saying?
What are you saying, that Italian barbers are criminals?
You said that Italians who are barbers, what do you got? You know, I had a friend of mine I grew up with, his dad was a barber, and he cut hair in Chicago, and he wasn't in the mafia.
And he was Italian?
Yes.
What about the son?
I guess that'd make him Italian too, wouldn't it?
All right, and neither one of them were criminals.
Not my friend.
What's your friend doing now?
He's an accountant. He works for a company out in the San Gabriel Valley. He's an accountant.
And where's the father?
The father, sad to say, has passed on.
Was he shot?
No, he wasn't shot. See, this is the thing, man. He was a barber.
Look, Phil, and I don't like being talked to this way.
No, he was a barber.
Any Italian that owns a restaurant, in many respects, Phil, is using that as a front for the mob. Barbers do the same thing. They front for the mob. A lot of these barbershops...
I just don't think you can say that fairly.
And by the way, I didn't ask you, is your friend's father sleeping with the fishes? Because that's from the from Goodfellas. Hello?
No, that's from The Godfather, and I won't even answer that. My friend's father was a very nice man. I knew him. He had a little barbershop in Arcadia. Is he sleeping with the fishes?
Oh, look at you getting all upset.
Yes, I am, because it was a very dear man. Here is Mary on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Mary?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, dear.
I just want to say that I am an Italian-American.
Here we go.
Can I talk, please?
Go ahead.
I can speak for all Italian-Americans and say that every Italian-American that I know, and I went to an all-Italian school, I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, they're all disgusted and ashamed and embarrassed by the mafia. That is nothing that any Italian is proud of, and it's nothing that any Italian...
What about the Italians that are in the mafia? Are they disgusted with it? Ah, can't answer
But you're saying that all Italians are proud of it, they talk about it at parties, and that they're all connected to it, and that's wrong.
What's goomba?
You sound so... The more you talk, the more ignorant you sound, because you have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's what you think.
That's what I know. My family is full-blooded Italian. I went to an all-Italian school. I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood. I only know, of all the people that I've known in the 36 years I've been alive, I know one family.
All right, Mary, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Did you know any Italians, and you must have in your neighborhood, that owned a barber shop?
No.
You didn't know any Italians that owned, did they own a meat cutting or a butcher shop?
No.
Anything like, nothing like that.
See, you know what your problem is? You've been in the entertainment industry too long.
I happen to know that Italians have barber shops.
I don't give a damn who you know. You ask me who I know. I'm telling you, you ask me who I know.
Well, Mary doesn't know anybody.
What do you own?
I know Italians that own a restaurant,
uh-huh.
And I know a lot of Italians that are very professional, very wealthy people.
All right, Mary.
That have worked hard since the day they got off the boat.
In the restaurants that the Italians you know that they own, don't they have the table in the back, you know?
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't have a lot of fat men sitting around a table
you
in the back? Oh,
watch
come on.
Too many movies. You sound like an idiot.
Watch
more movies than I have time for.
All right, how do you
sound so stupid.
How do you pronounce the following? I'm going to spell this, and if you're really Italian, you'll know how to pronounce this. You ready?
What?
C-A-P-O-C-O-L-O.
Capocollo.
Well, she knows how to pronounce it.
Yes, and she said she's Italian.
By the way, it's La Cosa Nostra. Not La Cosa Nosa. La Cosa Nostra.
My understanding
was... Just so that you don't sound really stupid.
Well, I'm sorry, but my understanding was it was La Cosa Nosa.
Not
well,
Nosa,
not...
Nostra. La Cosa Nostra.
Well, you sure do know a lot about it, Mary, for not knowing anything about it. Boy,
I am an Italian person. I speak the language. What else do you want me to know?
And doesn't La Cosa Nostra mean the crime organization?
No, it doesn't.
What's
it mean? It literally, do you want to know what the literal translation is?
Doesn't it mean criminal club?
No.
No, it means this thing of ours. That's what it means.
What does that mean?
This thing of ours. It's our thing. It's whatever the hell this thing is.
It's
you know?
Whatever you want it to be. This thing of ours.
And the only reason why we even... Yeah, okay. So.
And you never knew anybody who had a barber shop with a little button you pushed and a door opened.
No, I never knew anybody with a barber shop. How many times have you been asked me this?
You know something? I'm a mother of two boys. I'm a very hardworking female
I'm sorry
journalist.
For them because you're racist.
And
you
I'm really, really upset that I'm being laughed at on this national show by a man.
Well, I'm upset that you offended you know, me in the... my people. And that's offending to me.
I love the fact that you've joined in with all the other men that have called to put down a hardworking female journalist.
Sorry for you.
I hope
and
you're
I'm
happy
sorry
with
I am very happy. It's about time that
can I ask you a question?
You.
Can I ask
Certainly.
You a question? Because Mr. Henry is not Italian. Isn't this Pavarotti?
No, it's not Pavarotti.
Why?
The more you talk, the more stupid you
it's
sound.
It's a woman. Pavarotti's a guy.
All right. I thought Pavarotti was a woman.
Did you ever see him?
I guess I didn't.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there she goes. She hung up on me.
She's an idiot.
Thank you, Mary. 1-800-449. I thought Pavarotti was a woman. 1-800-449. Will you turn it off? 1-800-44. How do you pronounce Manicotti? And my good Italian buddy Mike Schaefer says Managut. Is that it? What is that that Margaret just said? Most Italian women have beards? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, the Italians and, you know, rightfully, wrongfully, I don't know, the Italian-Americans, they just don't want to be hung up with the mafia tag. They don't want to be hung up with, and I use terms like mafia. I don't use terms like La Cosa Nostra because I'm not Italian. And I'm not, you know, I'm not in the mafia. And I don't want to sound like I'm in the know. You know what I'm saying? People that, no, Phil, it's La Cosa Nostra. Well, what do you know? You're Hungarian, man. It's whatever it is. It's mafia is good enough for the rest of for the Italians, La Cosa Nostra, whatever they want to call it. For the rest of us, mafia will do. And rightfully, they don't want to be tagged with that. I understand that. The people right now who are making the big complaint, I don't know if you heard about this, the Germans now are saying they don't really want to be hung up with that Nazi tag anymore. And I think about, well, the Italians, the mafia tag, the Germans. I think the Germans are going to have to live with the Nazi thing a little while longer. I'm sorry. The Italians can let go of that mafia thing because we understand that there are many fine, wonderful, and I'm sure there's many fine, wonderful Germans. And when I meet one, I'll let you know. But No, I'm sorry. You guys in Germany, you're going to hang with that Nazi thing a little while longer. There was a poll in a magazine, 63% or 65% or whatever it is. What's that German magazine? It's a weekly, Der Spiegel. Der Spiegel. Der Stürmer. And they said, yeah, you know, that's unfair. You know, that we didn't have anything to do with it. It sounds just like Americans with slavery. It's a marvelous thing to watch. Just like Americans, the whole slavery chapter in our history, I didn't have anything to do with it, and nobody I knew did. The Krauts are now saying, well, that was Nazi. That wasn't me. Well, somebody's going to have to hang with his tag a little while. It's going to be you Germans. The Italians are off the hook for the mafia. Because there are a great many. And how many, what did they say? I think there was an FBI report that at its height,
at the very height of the mafia in this country, there were only some 5,000 to 10,000 members. I guess what they call made men, guys who got their button, guys who got their stripe, wise guy, good fella, all that crap there. 10,000. That's not a lot. But you'll notice in Nazi Germany, everybody ran to join the Nazi Party. They couldn't wait. They were beating the door down to join the Nazi Party. As soon as Hitler got... And they look at the people. The last... I never saw Al Capone going down the street and having everybody waving to him. Although John Gotti got close with those fireworks there in Howard's Beach, where everybody just thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's the real cat's meow, man, because he gave him a free hot dog and a freaking fireworks display. So they're kissing his rear end up one side and down the next. Which, by the way, he's in prison and he's dead. Just about. But the Germans, they were running lockstep, man, to join the Nazi Party. Every time Hitler went down the street, every time that he winked at a girl, anything, they thought he was the greatest thing. You guys are just going to have to hang with that tag for a while. Tough. You don't like it? We didn't like it either. Nobody liked it. Somebody's got to pay the piper. Guess it's you. I'm German and I don't want to be associated with the Nazis. See, this thing about not wanting to be associated with something, you can't just wash your hands and wipe it away and bounty towel it off the counter, man. Sometimes you got no choice. Like I said, it's like Americans say, we're tired of that slavery thing. We're tired of that black. Guess what? You got no choice. It's there. It's part of our history. You either deal with it or you keep on with your crying like you do with, I don't want to have anything to do with it because I didn't do anything wrong. And the Germans with this whole, we don't want to have to hang with the Nazi tag because it was then and this is now and we're the new Germany and via the new, I think they said that once before, weren't they, with their right arm stuck up in the air? This is the new Germany. Yeah, you're the new Germany, all right. How many Turkish homes have you burned down lately? These guys with these neo-Nazis, some things never change. I know we got skinheads around here. The skinheads that we got, every time more than two Mexicans shows up, they run. Germans are tired of atoning? Is that what they're you're going to have to keep on atoning. We'll get another 50 years, and then we'll let you guys have your Oktoberfest, and then we'll go back to the old that little old winemaker me, Italian-Swiss colony kraut. That's what we, you know, we'll do that. We'll go back to winding our watch and having a cuckoo clock. Until then, it's Nazi forever. Because up until the Nazis, the only thing Germany was known for was their freaking chocolate and their cuckoo clocks. Am I right? And their car. Well, and their beer. Their beer, their cars, and their toys. And they were great. Who was the guy? What were the two brothers? Was it the Grimm brothers? Weren't they German? I don't know. And the Germans got so tired of that whole chocolate thing. Hey, Hans. Yeah, buddy, Ivan.
Got any chocolate?
Yeah, I got chocolate. Jesus. Every time I see you guys, come on, how about a little cuckoo clock impression or something? Cuckoo, cuckoo. That guy's nuts. And then along come the Germans. How about a beer, Hans? Huh? I know you're a kraut. You must love beer. Yeah, I had the beer. What the hell I care. Freaking beer, man. I'm an alcoholic.
Here, have a beer. You like that suds?
Yeah, I like the suds, everything. Why don't you leave me alone, all right? I know that. Let's start the Nazi party. Oh, that's cool. The whole SWAT, the armband thing? Yeah, okay, we can do that. German-American bun? Sure, okay. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show.